the book Romans, part 26. I'm Professor Anders Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international, meaning that we are preaching the gospel of salvation throughout the world on the internet. If it should happen that you would require any of my books which I've written, especially I'm thinking about the Bible, the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rottenham version, the 1816 version, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham, is the best English Bible, English stroke Hebrew Bible that you can ever lay your hands on, because it has all the revelation names in it, hallelujah, of Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh, as well as a lot of other information. I have a special, what do we call it, sale on it, where you normally buy one Bible for the price. I will give you two Bibles for the same price. And that's also postage from Postnet to Postnet in South Africa. Should you require any information or anything, or any books, information, you're welcome to contact me. It's +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website number, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here, if this is the first time that you're about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. As also our TikTok messages Monday to Fridays. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least they have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original sacred name Bible handy. It's important to know that we do not, listen to what I say, do not associate ourselves with any of the following people or groups. Any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Roman Catholic Church, any Protestant movement. We are not a church, denomination, or organization. We are nothing. We are only an end-time Bible study group. And we are not a new Hebrew movement. That's not what it is. I heard this thing that we are a new Hebrew. We are not a new Hebrew movement. We are using the 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, and we're using the original names. That's all. That's all. In the Bible, the 1816 Bible, which Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham translated, the name Jesus, as in the 1611 King James Bible, was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh, and the name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. That was translated into the names that we know today. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing to you. In the name of Yahushua, we are to continue where we stopped last Friday, the book Romans chapter 1. We are busy, still busy with a very sensitive part of the Bible, which addressed homosexuality and lesbianism. There's no other way we can put it, unfortunately. But now we will see what the Bible says as we continue with the study. Romans 1:28. And even as they, look at my fingers, the people who chose not to obey Yahweh Almighty's word in this 21st century, did it in their own knowledge. They know it. You know what is frightening is a lot of the homosexuals and lesbians comes from Christian families. They grew up in the Sunday school. They grew up in the church. they sat under the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Some of them were pastor's children. It happened. It happened. So something has happened in their lives to get them to turn away from Yahweh Almighty, that's God. He says, and even as they did it in their own knowledge, Yahweh Almighty, your God, gave them over to reprobate mind, to a reprobated mind. He says so. To do those things we are not convenient. They know it's sin. But you know what? You know how does sin operate? And remember what I said. You don't, in the Bible there's no small sin and big sins. Sin is sin. And that is going to keep people from heaven. We are going to see in this week how Yahweh will bring out sin in such a stage that as your fist, we will have to look at it with big eyes. The thing is with the coming to homosexuals and lesbians, and also other sinners, doing other sins, they know they are sinning. They know it. But still they continue. Why? The question must be, are they aware of the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, speaking to them? You know what happens? The longer you continue to do something, the less you will be afflicted by it. So in other words, the first time that you do a certain sin, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, will say, hey, what are you doing? And that is where the problem comes, because now the person will challenge the Ruach HaKodesh. Drive it into a small corner, somewhere in his soul's dimension. Not allowing the Ruach to function. The Ruach function on the same way, but the door gets shut slower every day, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, until it's completely closed. And where in the beginning there was some sort of awareness, I'm busy with sin. This is not what Yahweh wants us to do. This is not how Yahweh wants us to live. And by closing the door a little bit every day, I'm using a metaphor, spiritual door. By closing this Ruach HaKodesh door more and more every day, eventually drives this, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, out of your life. And that's why we read in Revelation 3 verse 14. Revelation 3 verse 14 says, there's a church of Laodicea. He says, behold, I stand at the door. He says, were you hot or were you cold? Because you look warm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Then we get to verse 20. He says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if somebody will open the door, why is the door closed? Because he was driven out. If it's me sinning, the more I continue doing the same sin over and over and over, the door gets shut on the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And eventually the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, will stand on the other side of the door. And that is what verse 20 says, Revelation 3 verse 20. He says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if you will open the door, why? Because you have closed it. I always seize the handle or the knob of my, the door of my heart or my soul's dimension is on the inside. It is my preference whether I want to open the door or keep it shut. But he said, if you would open the door, I will come in and sat with you and supped with you. With the other words, he will share a meal with you. He will share a conversation with you. He will bring you nearer in the revelation word. But there's an action. I need to open the door. The price has been paid. Yahushua on the cross of Calvary has paid the full price. He's done the work. All I need to do is come to the conviction of the Ruach HaKodesh. I'm living a sinful life. This is not what Yahweh Almighty has anticipated for me to live. Living with another man or two women together. As I said last week, if I leave two women on an island and come there after 50 years, I'm not going to find babies there or grown up children and their children. Because two of the same sex, two women can't breed. Same thing with two homosexual men. After 50 years, we're not going to find babies there. Why not? Because it is not natural. This should say to you, it's not how Yahweh has planned it. If I think on the scripture on Genesis 1, verse 26 to 29, is why Yahweh says, come, let us make man. He is speaking to Yahushua in our image. Man and women, he made them, he spoke to them. He said to them, he didn't say they made two men and or otherwise and put them on an island or two women. He said, come, let us make man in our image. Man and woman, he made them, he spoke to them. And he says to them, be fruitful. You can only be fruitful when there's a man and a woman. And multiply, have sexual intercourse, multiply, fill the earth. If there's only men or only women, they can't fill the earth. But the moment that these two sexes come together, then people can multiply. Why? Because it's natural. That's how Yahweh has meant it to be. For people to multiply. I want to just say for free of charge. The people in Genesis 1, 26, 29 is not Adam and Eve. And don't let your pastor or your reverend or priest or anybody tell you otherwise. Because if you go and read, I said Revelation, I mean Genesis, excuse me, Genesis 1, 26, 29. Because if you read Genesis 2, verse 7 and 8, you will see where Yahweh has made Adam with his hands. Genesis 1 people were not made by hands. They were spoken like the trees and the stars and the moon. You understand that? And that's why they didn't have the ever-living soul. If they died, they died. And that is why when in Adam, when Yahweh formed Adam, one man, from the dust of the earth with his hands, he blew into his nostrils the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit life. Because Yahweh is the Holy Spirit. That's why it says in Genesis 1 verse 1, and the earth was dark and void, and the Spirit of Yahweh dwelled upon the water, moved upon the water. His Spirit. That's why he can be here in South Africa and America and China, any place in the world at once. His Spirit, he moves in different ways. Actually, he moves in mysterious ways. So the Genesis 1, 26, 29 people is not Adam and Eve, because they didn't have the ever-living soul in them. They had a soul like a beast. If they die, they die. There was no accountability for it. And that's when you find that Adam's sons, when they took wives, Adam's sons, those with the ever-living life in them, they took wives from the Genesis 1 woman. How easy is that? When Cain killed Abel, Adam, Eve, Cain, Abel. Cain killed Abel, three people on the earth, according to the Bible. Then Cain, Yahweh says to Cain, go to the land Nod and get yourself a wife, but there's only three people. Oh, says the church, that is his sister. What does his sister do in the land Nod? Has she built a whole land by herself? Those are the Genesis 1 people. And that's why when the Genesis 1 people and the Genesis 2 people comes together, that's when they breed the giants in Revelation, Genesis 1, verse 6 to 6. You can go and read it. They were giants. Two different kind of people breed the giants. Now, this is a bit of information. He says, and even as they did it in their knowledge, Yahweh Almighty gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things where they are too convinced. Even today in 2026, we are responsible for every choice we make, because we will also impact the lives of those around us. Just remember, in the sight of Yahweh Almighty, that's God, sin remains sin. You don't have small sin, you don't have big sins. Let's be the best Yahweh today that we can be. Let's study the word, let's live the word, let's be the word. Until tomorrow morning, this Father's will. Maranatha. Yahweh Yeshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.